In the name of our Lord Jesus, I speak.
奉主耶稣圣名讲话。
I would like to share with you the sermon, The Soldier, the Athlete, the Farmer, for our mutual encouragement.
我愿意用这个士兵、运动员和农夫作为一个题目，做我们彼此勉励。
Apostle Paul wrote a total of 13 letters.
使徒保罗他写了13封信。
His last letter was written to his spiritual son, Timothy.
他最后一封信是写给他属灵的儿子提摩太。
Paul had asked Timothy to stay in Ephesus to pastor the church.
保罗叫提摩太留在以弗所来到牧养教会。
And Timothy was a very young pastor.
在那个时候提摩太是一个非常年轻的传道人。
So Paul wrote to give him instructions to carry out his work.
所以保罗写给他一些的指令，教训他怎样来到做工。
So Paul wrote two letters to Timothy.
保罗写过两封信给提摩太。
And his second letter was written from a prison in Rome.
而第二封信是在他在罗马监狱里面写的。
And Paul knew that he was going to die soon.
而保罗也知道他就快要离世了。
And so he wanted to give some final words of encouragement to Timothy.
所以他希望写最后一些勉励给提摩太。
When Paul wrote to Timothy,
当保罗写给提摩太，
the church there was experiencing great persecution.
教会在当时受到很大的逼迫。
And many Christians had been killed because of their faith.
很多基督徒因为他们的信仰而被杀害。
Paul himself was about to be killed.
而保罗就快要被杀了。
So Paul wrote to encourage Timothy to hold on to his faith during this difficult time.
所以保罗写信给提摩太，去鼓励他要持守他的信心，虽然在这个这么艰苦的时候。
Let us turn to 2 Timothy.
我们请看提摩太后书。
2 Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太后书第二章。
Verses 1 to 2.
第一到第二节。
2 Timothy Chapter 2, verses 1 to
2. 提摩太后书第二章第一到第二节。第一节，我儿啊，你要在基督耶稣的恩典上刚强起来。你在许多见证人面前听见我所教训的，也要交托那忠心能教导别人的人。
Here Paul tells Timothy to be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus.
这里保罗叫提摩太要在主耶稣基督的恩典上面刚强起来。
Paul knew the problems that Timothy had to face.
保罗知道提摩太将要面对的困难。
And Timothy probably felt alone during this time.
而在当时提摩太也会感觉到 很孤单。
So it was important for Paul to comfort and encourage him.
所以保罗在当时很重要的要来到安慰也鼓励提摩太。
Timothy needed to have the courage and the endurance to face difficulties.
提摩太需要有这个需要有人需要提摩太需要勇气和忍耐来到面对这些的困难。
And his strength was to be founded on the grace of Jesus.
而这些的力量是从主耶稣身上来到找到的。
And in verse 2,
在第二节，
he was then to look for people he could trust and teach them the word of God.
然后提摩太需要找一些人是他能够信任的，然后将这些话教训他们。
And then these people were to teach others.
然后这些人可以教训其他人。
So the work could continue and the gospel could be spread.
然后这个工作能够继续，然后也都圣工也都能够继续的发展。
Then Paul used 3 examples to describe how a good worker for God should be.
之后保罗用了三个的例子，讲明一个好的神工人应该有的条件。
The first example is that of a soldier.
第一个的例子是一个士兵。
Let us read verses 3 to 4.
我们请在第二章第三到第四节。
2 Timothy chapter 2 verses 3 to 4.
提摩太后书第二章第三到第四节。第三节，你要和我同受苦难，好像基督耶稣的精兵。凡在军中当兵的，不将世务缠身，好叫那照他当兵的人喜悦。
So Paul tells Timothy to endure hardship like a good soldier of Christ Jesus.
保罗叫提摩太去忍受困难，就好似主耶稣基督的士兵一样。
And like a soldier,
就好似一个士兵，
he has to be focused on his mission.
他要来到集中他的使命。
And not entangle himself with everyday matters.
而不来到为他自己日常的事务来到前身。
Soldiers are very dedicated to their job.
士兵他們非常的集中他們的工作。
I watched a program about soldiers who were about to join the war in Iraq.
我睇过一个嘅电视节目，系讲紧一啲士兵就嚟参加伊拉克嘅战争。
And the program showed an interview with a female soldier.
喺个节目入边，佢哋访问咗一个女嘅士兵。
This woman had a 4-year-old son.
呢个女嘅士兵，佢一个四岁嘅小朋友。
Her husband was also a soldier.
她的丈夫也是一个士兵。
So she had to leave her child with her mother.
她需要将一个小朋友交给她的母亲照顾。
So the interviewer asked the woman.
这个访问她的人问这个女人。
If the government gave you a chance to say no about going to Iraq, would you?
政府有没有给你有这个机会说不去参加伊拉克的战争呢？你会怎么回答
他呢？ And the woman replied,
然后这个女人答他，
No, because this is my duty.
没有，因为这个是我的责任。
I will fight for my country.
我会为我的国家而打仗。
And protect the future of my child.
也会保护我小朋友的将来。
So being a soldier is a tough job.
成为一个士兵是一个很困难的工作。
And no soldier wants war.
没有一个士兵是希望有战争发生。
But every soldier is committed to fight if needed.
但每一个的士兵都会很投入去打仗，如果是需要的话。
And soldiers do not drop their weapons and run away from the battle.
每一个士兵会放低他们的武器，也每一个士兵会离开这个战场。
Their duty is to fight and protect their country.
因为他们的责任就是要来打仗和保护他们的国家。
So Paul used the example of a soldier.
所以保罗用一个士兵的例子。
So Timothy could understand their dedication.
令到提摩太能够明白他自己的献身工作。
And how they had to endure hardship.
同埋他们怎样能够忍受苦难。
Because Timothy was to endure hardship himself.
因为提摩太他自己都将要忍受苦难。
If anyone could witness about suffering hardship, it is Paul.
如果我们说有哪个人能够来到见证他受过苦难呢，这个人就是保罗。
Let us see what Paul had to endure for preaching the gospel.
我们看看保罗为了传福音的缘故，他需要忍受什么苦难呢？
Let us read 2 Corinthians.
我们请看哥林多后书。
2 Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多后书第十一章。
Verses 23 to 27.
23到
27节。2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 to 27.
哥林多后书第十一章二十三到二十七节。第二十三节，他们是基督的仆人吗？我说句狂话，我更是，我比他们多受劳苦，多下监牢，受鞭打是过重的，冒死是屡次有的，被犹太人鞭打五次，每次四十减去一下，被棍打三次，被石头打了一次，遇着船坏三次，一昼一夜在深海里，又屡次行远路，遭干涸的危险、盗贼的危险、同族的危险、外邦人的危险、城里的危险、旷野的危险、海中的危险、假弟兄的危险，受劳碌、受困苦，多次不得睡，又饥又渴，多次不得食，受寒冷，赤身露体。
So this is a very long list.
这个是一个非常长的一个表。
Despite all his suffering, Paul was committed to his work for God.
虽然他有很多的受苦，但是保罗也很投入去为神的工作。
And he endured this to the end.
他也忍受这一切去到最后。
Let us read what Paul says about his own victory.
我们看看保罗怎样来到形容他自己的胜利。
Let us turn to 2 Timothy.
我们看去这个提摩太后书。
2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 7.
提摩太后书第四章第七节。
2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 7.
提摩太后书第四章第七节。第七节，那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。
So Paul has fought the good fight.
所以保罗他已经打了美好的仗。
He has kept the faith.
他也保持了他的信心。
And he is looking forward to receiving his reward from God.
他也期待住从神手上得到这个奖励。
Paul told Timothy that he will suffer hardships just as Paul did.
保罗告诉提摩太知，他亦都会受到这些困难，就好像保罗自己本身一样。
Paul also said that no one serving as a soldier gets involved in everyday affairs.
保罗说没有一个士兵是会被自己日常的生活来的困扰。
In other words, a soldier must concentrate on his mission.
所以一个士兵是一定要很集中在他的理念里面，任务里面。
And not in his personal matters.
而不是集中在他自己私人的事情。
Likewise, as Christians, we must focus on our mission.
就好像我们基督徒一样，我们都需要集中在我们的使命身上。
And that is to preach the gospel.
而这个使命就是传福音。
When we focus on our own personal goals,
如果我们集中在我们自己私人的目标，
We will invest our energy and time in reaching these goals.
我们会用我们的精力和我们的时间来到达到我们这些目标。
Which means that we will spend less time in our duty to preach the gospel.
我们会用少一点的时间来到为我们的传福音的工作来到努力。
Soldiers are expected to be ready to go when the commander calls.
士兵是要随时的候命，当这个元帅来到叫他们出发的时候。
And they are equipped for battle at all times.
他们要随时装备好自己来到为了打仗。
And as soldiers of Christ,
而我们成为基督的士兵，
we need to be ready when Jesus calls us.
我们都需要随时的准备好当基督要呼唤我们的时候。
Let us turn to 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 2.
我们正在提摩太后书四章二节。
2 Timothy Chapter 4, verse
2. 提摩太后书四章二节，四章二节，务要传道，无论得时不得时，总要专心，并用百般的忍耐，各样的教训，责备人，警戒人，劝勉人。
So Paul told Timothy to be ready to preach in season and out of season.
保罗叫提摩太，无论在得时或者不得的时候，都要传福音。
In other words, we should always be ready to preach the gospel.
換句話來說，我們都需要隨時的準備好來到傳福音。
At any time and in any situation.
在任何的時候，在任何的境況。
King Solomon also encourages us to sow our seeds in the morning and evening.
這個所羅門王都教訓我們應該在早上或者晚上的時候都撒種。
Because we do not know when these seeds will prosper.
因為我們不知道何時撒的種是會生長。
Let us read what he tells us.
我们看看他怎么
说。Let us turn to the book of Ecclesiastes.
我们看传道书。
Ecclesiastes chapter 11 verse 6.
传道书第十一章第六节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 11 verse 6.
传道书第十一章第六节。第六节。早晨要杀你的种，晚上也不要揭你的手，因为你不知道哪一样发旺，或是早杀的，或是晚杀的，或是两样都好。
So Solomon is telling us that we should preach the word of God constantly.
在这里，所罗门王告诉我们知道，我们需要不断的传神的福音。
And not worry about the outcome of our preaching.
我们都不需要来到担心我们这个成果会是怎样。
Recently, I read a testimony by a newly baptized brother.
最近我睇到一个啱受洗嘅弟兄佢嘅见证。
It was a testimony about how he became a True Jesus Church member.
喺呢个见证讲到佢点样成为真耶稣教会嘅信徒。
He wrote that he had been searching for God all his life.
佢写到佢用佢一生嘅时间嚟到寻求神。
And he went to several Christian churches.
佢去咗好多间基督教会。
But he did not feel the presence of God.
但他都不能够感受到神的存在。
So he decided to give up on his search for God.
所以他决定要放弃找神的这个理念。
And he decided to focus on his job.
他决定要来到集中精神在他工作上面。
One of his colleagues was a True Jesus Church sister.
他一个的同事是我们真耶稣教会的姊妹。
And one day this sister saw a Bible on his desk.
有一日，这个姊妹见到一本圣经摆在她的同事的台上面。
And so she asked him if he wanted to attend Bible study.
所以她问她的同事说有没有兴趣参加查经。
So So he thought he had nothing to lose.
佢覺得佢唔會損失啲乜嘢。
So he agreed and he went to the Bible study.
所以佢同意，亦都去參加呢個查經聚會。
So the following week he attended another Bible study.
在之後的一個禮拜，他再次參加另外一個查經聚會。
And at that meeting he felt the presence of God.
在那個的聚會裡面，他感受到神的存在。
And so he started to attend church services.
所以開始參加教會的聚會。
And then he received the Holy Spirit and got baptized.
之後他得到聖靈，亦都受洗。
And he started preaching to his family.
佢開始嚟到向佢家人傳福音。
And now they attend Sabbath services regularly.
之後佢哋好不斷地咁嚟到參加教會嘅安息日聚會。
So opportunities to share the word of God can happen at any place and at any time.
所以佢傳神嘅話語其實可以喺無論幾時或者咩地方都有機會發生。
This sister just saw a Bible.Sitting on her colleague's desk.
这个姐妹只是见到一本圣经放在她同事的台面上面。
And she took the opportunity to preach to him.
然后她就把握住这个机会向她传福音。
Paul also mentioned that soldiers want to please their commanding officer.
保罗也提到士兵是要来到取得这个元帅的喜悦。
Likewise, we must set our hearts on pleasing our commander.
同樣嘅，我哋都需要嚟到將我哋嘅心嚟到取悦我哋嘅元帥嘅喜悦。
And complete our mission.
亦都完成我哋嘅使命。
Let us turn to Romans.
我哋請睇羅馬書。
Romans chapter 12.
羅馬書十二章。
Verses 1-2.
第一到第二節。
Romans chapter 12 verses 1-2.
罗马书十二章一到二节，第一节，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们察验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
It tells us here that we should give ourselves as living sacrifices to God.
这里讲到我们需要将自己当成活祭献给神。
So, in other words, we must totally commit ourselves to our commanding officer, Jesus Christ.
意思就是我们要完全投入在我们的司令，就是主耶稣基督身上。
Okay. Okay. Paul's next example was that of an athlete.
保罗的另外一个例子就是运动员。
Let us read 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 5.
我们请看提摩太后书二章五节。
2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 5.
提摩太后书二章五节。二章五节第五节。人若在场上比武，非按规矩，就不能不冠冕。
In Paul's first letter to Timothy,
当保罗在写第一封信给提摩太的时候，
Paul urged him,To exercise like an athlete.
保罗叫提摩太去运动，好似一个嘅运动员一样。
Paul wanted him to be spiritually fit.
保罗希望提摩太可以喺属灵上面健全。
Now Paul urged Timothy to obey the rules like an athlete.
而家保罗叫提摩太要好似运动员一样遵守规矩。
And Paul tells Timothy that in order for athletes to win the prize.
保罗告诉提摩太知，如果一个运动员想得到奖项的话，
They must compete according to the rules.
他们需要按住规矩来到比赛。
If they break the rules, then they are disqualified.
如果他们违反规则的话，他们会被取消资格。
Some athletes, try to cheat in order to win competitions.
有些的运动员他们会尝试来到欺骗，为了要得到这个胜利。
Some may take drugs in order to help their performance.
有啲人会为咗去得到更加好嘅表现去食药。
But if they are found out,
但如果佢哋被发现嘅话，
These athletes are disqualified because they do not compete according to the rules.
呢一啲嘅运动员会被取消资格，因为佢哋冇按照规矩去比赛。
A successful athlete has to have discipline.
一个成功嘅运动员需要有纪律。
The discipline to train,
有训练的纪律
and the discipline to follow the rules,
也都有守规矩的纪律
So like the athletes,
就好像运动员一样
as Christians need to train hard and also follow the rules.
基督徒都需要好勤力去受訓練，亦都需要遵守規矩。
And for Christians,
身為基督徒，
these rules are written in the Bible.
一啲嘅規矩係寫喺聖經入邊。
And they include the commandments of God.
一啲包括咗神嘅命令。
And commandments. If we break any commandments,
如果我哋違反咗任何嘅一個命令，
then we will be disqualified from achieving the goal of a Christian.
我哋會被取消資格，我哋唔能夠得到一個基督徒所要達到嘅目標。
And that is to enter into heaven.
就係去天國。
Paul talked about our journey of faith like it was a race.
保羅講到我哋信心嘅旅程就好似一場賽跑一樣。
Let us turn to 1 Corinthians.
我哋請睇哥林多前書。
Chapter 9.
第九章。
1 Corinthians chapter 9.
哥林多前書第九章。
Verses 24 to 27.
第24到27節。First
Corinthians chapter 9 verses 24 to 27.
哥林多前書第九章24到第27節。第24節，豈不知在場上賽跑的都跑，但得獎賞的只有一人。你们也当这样跑，好叫你们得着奖赏。凡教力真胜的，诸事都有节制。他们不过是要得能坏的冠冕，我们却是要得不能坏的冠冕。所以我奔跑，不像无定向的；我斗拳，不像打空气的。我是攻克己身，叫身服我。恐怕我传福音给别人，自己反被弃住了。
So winning a race requires purpose and discipline.
要贏一個賽事，我哋需要有目標，亦都需要有規矩。
And Paul says that in order to succeed in our journey,
保羅話：如果我哋想喺我哋旅程上面成功嘅話
，we must run in such a way as to win.
我哋就要好似要得到冠軍一樣去咁樣跑。
And Paul also emphasizes the need for discipline.
而保羅亦都強調到紀律嘅重要性。
And discipline in following the rules.
呢個紀律就係講到賽跑嘅一啲規矩。
Because if we don't, then we will be disqualified.
我哋唔敢做嘅話，我哋會被取消資格。
But if we follow the rules,
但如果我哋遵守呢一啲規矩
，then Paul says that we will receive an imperishable crown.
保羅話我哋會接受到一個唔能夠扭壞嘅冠冕。
The author of Hebrews gives us some instructions on how to run this race.
希伯來書的作者給我們一些指引，教導我們怎樣去走這一段的路。
Let's turn to Hebrews.
我們請看希伯來書
Chapter 12
第十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12
希伯來書十二章
Verses 1 to 2
一至二節。希伯來書十二章一到二節。希伯來書十二章一到二節，我們既有這許多的見證人如同雲彩圍著我們，就當放下各樣的重擔，脫去容易纏累我們的罪，全心忍耐奔那擺在我們前頭的路程，仰望為我們信心創始成終的耶穌。他因那擺在前面的喜樂，就輕看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦難，便坐在神寶座的右邊。
So the author tells us that we must lay aside burdens that hinder us.
这个作者告诉我们知道我们需要放低一些阻住我们的重担。
And we must run with endurance.
我们需要勤住忍耐来到奔跑。
And we must fix our eyes on Jesus.
我们要将我们的眼目来到仰望神。
In the 1968 Olympic Games,
在1968年的奥运会，
Athletes competed in an event called the marathon.
好多嘅运动员喺马拉松嘅赛事入边奔跑。
And the race was finished.
呢个赛事完结啦。
And the medals were handed out to the winners.
呢奖牌都颁咗俾胜利者。
The organizers of the event discovered that the race was not over.
但呢、这个呢、这个筹备的组织，他们发觉这个运动还未完结的。
There was still one runner from Africa running for the finish line.
因为还有一个来自非洲的运动员，他们要跑个终点。
At the beginning of the race,
在这个赛事的开始，
this runner had fallen down and injured himself.
这个赛跑选手去跌倒和受伤了。
His leg was bandaged and he was limping.
佢嗱扭親，所以會趌下趌下。
But he kept on running.
但係繼續跑。
And after he crossed the finish line.
都係過咗呢條終點線嘅時候。
A reporter asked him why he continued to run.
有記者問佢點解你要繼續行咧？跑咧？
And he said.
佢話。
My country did not send me 5,000 miles just to start the race.
我嘅國家派我飛過5,000英里嘅路程，唔係淨係叫我嚟到起跑嘅啫。
My country sent me to finish the race.
我嘅國家派我嚟係要完成一個賽事。
So this runner was injured.
所以呢個賽跑選手去受傷啦。
But he was determined to complete the race.
但係決心要完成一個比賽。
So likewise, we must be determined to finish our race.
所以同樣嘅，我哋都要立志嚟到完成我哋嘅賽跑。
And God determines the length of our race.
神決定我哋賽跑嘅路程長遠。
So we don't know how much time or how far we need to run.
我哋唔知道我哋需要跑幾耐，都唔知道我哋要跑幾長。
So all we can do is to run in such a way as to win.
我哋只能夠做嘅就好似要去爭勝一樣咁樣嚟到跑。
And this means that we need to train hard and we need to follow the rules.
呢個意思就係話到我哋要好勤力嚟到受訓練，亦都需要嚟到跟從主耶穌，跟從呢啲嘅規矩。
The third example is that of a farmer.
第三個嘅例子就係農夫。
Okay, let's just turn back to 2 Timothy chapter 2.
我哋正睇提摩太後書二章。
2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 6.
提摩太後書二章六節。提摩太后书第二章第六节，第六节，劳力的农夫理当先得粮食。
So Paul wanted to stress the importance of hard work to Timothy.
保罗想同提摩太强调勤力嘅重要性。
Nothing great is ever achieved without hard work.
每一个重大嘅事情能够唔需要努力就能够完成啦。
Thomas Edison was a famous inventor who invented the light bulb.
愛迪生是一個很出名的發明家，因為他發明了電燈泡。
And he said something.
他說了一些東西。
He said that great inventions were the result of 10% inspiration and 90% perspiration.
他說到一些偉大的發明是需要 10% 的靈感和 90% 的汗水。
When we accepted Jesus as our Savior,
當我們接受了主耶穌成為我們的救主，
Jesus did not promise us an easy life.
主耶穌並沒有答應我們一個很容易的生活。
Jesus wants us to work hard for Him.
主耶穌希望我們為祂來努力工作。
Let us turn to Matthew.
我們請看馬太福音。
Matthew chapter 9.
馬太福音第九章。
Verses
37 to 38.
Matthew chapter 9 verses 37 to 38.
馬太福音第九章37 to 38，第三十七節。於是對門徒說：要收的莊稼多，做工的人少，所以你們當求莊稼的主打發工人出去收他的莊稼。
So Jesus told his disciples that the harvest is plenty.
主耶穌告訴門徒知道要收的莊稼很多。
But the workers are few.
但是工人卻很少。
There is a lot of work to be done.
有很多事要被做。
And there is urgent need for more workers to carry out God's work.
也都有很急需的需要，要很多人来到完成神的工作。
In the church, there is no unemployment.
在教会里面没有失业这件事。
God has work enough for everyone to do.
神有很多的工作给每一个人来做。
And we should look for ways to help with the harvest while there is still time.
我哋要把住仲有时间嘅时候，嚟谂方法嚟到帮忙收割。
Let us turn to Ecclesiastes.
我哋请睇《传道书》。
Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 10。
《传道书》第九章第十节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 10。
《传道书》第九章第十节，第九章第十节，第十节。凡你手所当做的事，要尽力去做，因为在你所必去的阴间，没有工作，没有谋算，没有知识，也没有智慧。
It tells us here that we should do whatever our hands find to do.
呢度讲到我哋要努力去做我哋手要揾到要做嘅嘢。
While we are still alive，
当我哋仲系在生嘅时候。
So we must work diligently while we can。
当我哋仲能够做嘅时候，我哋要好努力去做。
Because we won't be able to after we die。
因为当我哋死去之后，我哋唔能够做啲乜嘢。
Sometimes we may lose interest about serving God because we don't see any results。
有时候我哋会因为见唔到一啲果效，我哋觉得话唔再有兴趣为神工作啦。
Or maybe we have a lot of work to do in church。
或者我哋喺教会入边已经有好多嘢要做。
And it seems that other people are not doing any work at all。
但我哋见到有啲人佢哋佢系冇帮手任何嘅工作。
But Paul reminds us that our labor for God is not in vain。
但保罗提醒我哋，我哋为神嘅工作系唔会虚空噶。
Let us turn to 1 Corinthians。
我哋请睇哥林多前书。
1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 58。
我哋哥林多前书十五章五十八节。
1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 58。
哥林多前书第十五章第五十八节，十五章第五十八节，第五十八节。所以我亲爱的弟兄们，你们务要坚固，不可动摇，常常竭力多做主工，因为知道你们的劳苦在主里面不是徒然的。
Let us also turn to Revelations。
我亦都睇启示录。
Revelations chapter 14。
启示录第十四章。
Verse 13。
第十三节。启示录第十四章第十三节，第十四章第十三节，第十三节。我并见从天上有声音说：你要写下，从今以后在主里面而死的人有福了。圣灵说：是的，他们息了自己的劳苦，做工的果效也随着他们。
So when we die，
当我哋死嘅时候
，we cannot take money, fame or possessions with us。
我哋唔能够带走金钱、名誉或者系财物。
But for Christians，
但系身为基督徒
，we can take the fruit of the work which we have done in the world。
我哋能够带住做工嘅果效。
So God will remember what we have done for Him。
神会纪念我哋为佢所做嘅一切。
So apart from working from morning to evening，
所以除咗从朝头早工作到夜晚
，a farmer also needs to wait patiently for the time of harvest。
农夫亦都需要好忍耐去等候收成。
Let us turn to James。
我哋请睇雅各书。
James chapter 5。
雅各书第五章。
Verse 7。
雅各书第五章第七节。
James chapter 5 verse 7。
雅各书第五章第七节，第七节，弟兄们啊，你们要忍耐，直到主来。看啊，农夫忍耐等候地里宝贵的出产，直到得了秋雨春雨。
So a farmer cannot expect to plant a seed one day。
呢个农夫唔能够期待佢有一日去种呢个种子。
And have a full crop the next day。
然之后听日就可以收成啦。
Likewise in our preaching。
同样嘅，当我哋传福音。
We need to be patient。
我哋需要有耐性。
We have to be patient with our family。And friends who are not church members。
我们需要对我们家人或者我们的朋友，他们不是教会的人，需要对他们有耐性。
We cannot expect them to attend one service。
我们不能够期待他们参加一次的聚会。
And then want to get baptized the next day。
然后第二天就希望受洗了。
It is our duty to plant and sow the seed in their hearts。
我们去种这个种子在他们心里面，去传福音是我们的责任。
We need to then leave the rest to God。
然后我们将其余的交托给神。
Because it is God who gives the growth。
因为只有神能够叫人成长。
So Paul tells Timothy that a farmer should have the first share of the crops because of his hard work。
保罗跟提摩太说，农夫可以有享有他的收成，因为这个是他努力得来的。
The example of the farmer is a good reminder for us。
农夫的这个例子是对我们一个很好的提醒。
He reminds us that we don't get something for nothing。
他提醒我们，我们不会得到，如果我们不付出的话，我们不会得到任何东西。
The farmer has to plant and water before he can harvest。
一个农夫需要来到播种，也需要来到浇灌，如果他想得到收成的话。
He has to work hard, but at the end there is a reward。
佢要嚟到辛苦工作，因为最尾佢有奖赏。
And for Christians,
身为基督徒
，if we endure hardship for God，
如果我哋为神嚟到忍耐苦难
，then we will also receive a reward for our work。
我哋都会得到我哋从工作所得到嘅奖赏。
So Paul often used illustrations in his letters to help his readers understand the message he was saying.
保罗喺佢书信入边经常用一啲嘅说明嚟到帮助读者明白佢嘅意思。
And in his last letter to Timothy,
喺佢最后一封信俾提摩太入边
，Paul used three illustrations.
保罗用咗三个嘅说明。
And he used them to explain the endurance that a good worker of God must have.
佢用呢三个说明嚟到解释到一个为神工作嘅工人佢需要忍耐嘅事情。
Paul used the example of a soldier.
保罗用士兵嘅例子。
So Timothy could understand the need for dedication.
提摩太能够明白到投入嘅重要性。
And the need to endure hardship.
亦都明白到去忍耐苦难嘅需要。
He then used the example of an athlete.
之后佢用到运动员嘅例子。
So Timothy could understand the need for discipline.
令到提摩太能够知道纪律嘅重要性。
And finally, he used the example of a farmer.
最后佢用农夫作为例子。
So Timothy could understand the hard work that is required in doing God's work.
提摩太能够明白到为神工作勤力系好重要嘅。
So the work of the soldier, the athlete, and the farmer has a purpose.
士兵、运动员同埋农夫，佢哋嘅工作都有个目标。
And our endurance also has a purpose.
我哋嘅忍耐都一定有个目标。
And our endurance will enable us to receive to achieve a heavenly reward.
而我哋嘅忍耐能够令到我哋将来喺天国边得到奖赏。
So as we continue our journey of faith,
当我哋继续行呢条信心嘅道路。
We must remember.
我哋需要记住。
To have a focus like a soldier.
我哋要好似士兵一样咁集中。
To have discipline like an athlete.
要好似一个运动员咁样有自律。
And to have diligence like a farmer.
亦都要好似一个农夫一样咁勤力。
So my sermon ends here.
所以正道到呢度。
Let us sing hymn 288.
我唱诗第288首。
Hymn 288. 赞美。